Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Are we turning into our dads? We're about to find out. 995 QIK. Kevin and I are going to be tested right now by Lana. These are signs that you are turning into your father?
Yeah, they say the average age that you actually turn into your father is 37. How close are we to that age?
Oh, I'm good.
I'm out. Past it.
I'm 34. But I think I do have some tendencies. Go ahead.
First, I want to ask you, who do you look like more? JR, do you look like your mom or your dad?
Dad.
Look like
for
your
sure.
Dad?
I look like my mom.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. All right.
She must be a beautiful woman.
Yes, she is.
Go ahead.
All right. What is the best grilling tip that you learned from Dad, JR?
Ooh. He's not good on the grill. That's the one thing. But,
never take the meat off too soon. He likes, when you think it's ready, give it 5 more minutes.
Okay.
That's what he's always told me.
All right.
I do not remember my dad ever grilling.
Yeah. That's like the biggest thing people usually get from their dad. The biggest life experience is grilling.
So what's the thing?
So fail on that.
So fail on that one. Well, what is it? So it's just, has he given you experience or not? Yes or no?
Yeah. I was just asking you if you had experience.
This is the setup. My bad. I thought that was the first question.
Okay. Do you repair things or do you buy new things? Do you repair them or do you buy new?
I try to repair first. And then when I realize I have extra parts left over, I go buy new.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I repair first before buying.
But my dad can fix anything. So in that way, I'm not like my dad.
So do you have like a lot of duct tape around your house like my dad does?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, a little bit. But he can fix anything. I'm telling you, he can do it right. He's got a lot of life experience, I think, when that comes. Is your dad pretty handy?
No, he's actually not. So
you would be like your dad in that point where you would buy something new?
Yes.
All right.
Most likely, yeah. But I try to repair it first.
All right.
Do you like to tell a lot of corny jokes?
Well, come on. You want to answer that one for me, Kevin?
There's 100% he does.
Yeah, that's me and my dad the exact same when it comes to that.
And why don't you answer that for Kevin, then?
I tell corny jokes, but my dad doesn't. So okay. I'm very different in that way.
Is your mom?
No, not at all. I don't know. I don't know where I came from.
You're hanging out with me too much.
Yeah.
Now, this one is just actually going to have to go to Kevin. You're going to have to just take a zero on this one.
Wow.
Do you tell your kids to ask their mother?
I have, yes.
Yeah, is that like your dad?
Yeah, I mean, my mom was... Yeah, I would say yes. So, yeah.
Yeah. Mom knows everything,
yeah.
All right. Do you fall asleep on the couch with the game on?
Absolutely. Usually it's golf that I will fall asleep watching.
That definitely happens, but I'm not a TV sleeper. So
really?
It's really hard for me to get to sleep with the TV on.
Was your dad like that?
Not that I recall, no.
No, okay.
No.
And when you get off of that couch, is there a big grunt noise coming from you?
Now that
I've gotten older.
I'm right there
with
you.
It hurts a little bit more.
Yeah, I think my dad's might be a little louder than mine, but absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, and when you're watching that television, do you mute the commercials and get up and leave, or do you sit and watch them?
I sit and watch. My wife, I know we're not talking about my wife, but my wife hates commercials. She always mutes, but I don't. I don't care.
I've never muted commercials.
Yeah.
No. Mm. No, and I haven't remember my dad doing that either.
Yeah, I don't either, yeah.
All right. Question. Do you love to mow the grass?
You know what? I don't have grass right now.
You have shells.
I think now at my dad's age, he's in the 70s, I think they have someone that does it. So,
yeah.
But I think before that, I think he really enjoyed landscaping and whatnot.
Yeah, and have you mowed grass in the past?
Absolutely, yeah, it used to be a chore of mine.
Right, all right. Did you enjoy it? Did you like it?
Boy, did I love it. It was something.
Kevin, you own a home, you have a family.
I do. I love to mow the grass. I always have, but it came from my grandfather. He loved doing things in the yard, and he mowed our yard because he loved to do it, and I kind of picked that up from my grandfather. Mm-hmm. So
we'll count it. Father's in the name.
Yeah, there's another.
I love it.
There's another reason why you're becoming your dad.
Yep.
A couple more. Don't like it when people touch the thermostat.
Absolutely.
I have a problem with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And my dad's the exact same way. And the worst part is he used to be in the AC business. AC and heating business. And so then he's like, I'll tell you why you shouldn't do this. And I'll tell you why we're going to to keep it at this and whatever. So
it was that and the refrigerator door. Why do you have that thing open and close it? It's like, oh my gosh,
I'd like that already.
Really?
I don't remember my dad doing that, but boy, if the kids leave it open for like 10 seconds, I'm like, can you just pick something? Let's go.
Yeah, I don't remember my dad being like that, but I do get a little pet peeve when people do that at the market when they have the freezer door wide open when they're looking. I go, hey, there's glass. You can see through it. You can see what you want before you open that up and frost.
Turning into his dad.
before you frost it.
All right. And the last question. Do you fart out loud and claim it?
100% yes. 100% yes.
Oh, man. Claim it. I don't think I claim it. I don't claim it.
Okay.
But I also live alone, so I don't really need to claim it to anybody.
This is true.
Petey's looking over at you and your dog's running far.
But if somebody was in, I would blame it on Petey for sure.
Well, I think you obviously both are becoming your dads because all of those things you pretty much agreed to.
Corny jokes is right on the money right there.
Yeah.
My dad on the show, he'd be like, yeah, I got a few jokes for you.
Those are all big dad traits that all of our dads have, even mine as well, and both of you are falling right into their footsteps.
Dadisms.
So you are your dads.
Yeah, it's going in. I think it's inevitable.
Inevitable.
There we go. I got it. I'll eventually get it. I think it's going to happen more and more because it's just like you know, when you're a kid, like, gosh, I'll never tell my kids that. And then it just, because you've been trained so much in an experience where your kid is doing something, it's the first thing that comes to mind is what your dad told you in that same experience. So,
but how many times you've ever said, I'm never going to be like my parents?
Right.
Never. And here we are.
Here we are. Here we are.
It happens.
And I feel good story out of Clearwater 995 QIK. Poems will be transforming the sidewalks in Clearwater. Juliana Green, the city of Clearwater's neighborhood coordinators, one of the coordinators, says that they had asked back in January for people in the community to submit a poem, and the best ones would be stamped into the concrete sidewalks. So, like, inspirational quotes, inspirational poems and stuff like that. They said the quality of poems were insane, and they're going to pick some winners, and they're going to have them stamped into the community. So how cool is that?
I love that.
You're walking down the sidewalk, and you can just stop and read one of these beautiful poems just to brighten your day. It's like kind of stopping to smell the roses.
Absolutely. Roses are red, violets are blue. I see what you're doing there.
That's right.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I did not submit, but I do have a late entry right here that I wrote myself.
Ooh.
So can I get some snaps? All right, let's bring this down. Yeah. You guys ready? Set the tone. Here it is. A part of the Sunshine State, Clearwater sunsets are pretty great. Crystal blue waters and white sand beaches. People walking dogs, don't forget your leashes. Sons, daughters, mothers, fathers, it's all smiles in beautiful Clearwater.
Ooh.
Yes. Did that to the during the commercial break, and that's why it's horrible. Just want to make sure you know. Do you think I made it?
We're going to stamp that one here in St. Pete.
I thought yes. Just
pretty good. Clear.
Or maybe just in the studio, so no one else can ever see it.
It's JR and Melanie's second date update on 99.5 QYK.
Well, yesterday it worked out. It was fantastic. They're going out on another date. I was pumped.
I know. We never have those good ones. I like it.
It was exciting. JR and Kevin here, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 99.5 QYK. Lana filling in for us. We have Jeremy on the phone today. We're going to bring him on, try to make a second date happen with his date, Kayla, but he has not heard from her since their first. Good morning, Jeremy. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm doing all right.
All right, cool. So tell us about Kayla.
So, crazy enough, I met Kayla through Instagram, of all things. I knew we had some mutual friends. I saw some pictures. She seemed like she was into having fun. She was cute, so I messaged her on Instagram.
Oh, the DMs.
Pretty much just said, hey, don't make it creepy, all right?
You're the one that did it, not us.
I messaged her on Instagram, and we just started talking, and then we decided that we'd go out on a date for a look, you know, try a first date out. And we went to Glory Days, which happened to be right by both of our work, so it worked out nicely.
Okay.
And we went there. We were having a good time, just getting to know each other. I enjoyed getting to know her. But after that date, I haven't been able to get back in touch with her. I've been trying to reach out, but she never responds.
Well, tell us about the date. I mean, you guys got along well. I mean, did you pick up the check?
I thought everything went well. You know, we went to Glory Days, had a good time, ate some food, drank some beers, you know.
Mm. Were you dressed nice? I mean, did you look good? Did you feel like you looked good?
I mean, I wasn't wearing a suit, but I was dressing in a polo, you know, some decent jeans. It wasn't like over the top. It was a first date, you know. We weren't doing fine dining of all things.
Right, yeah, that's true.
That's appropriate. How was the conversation? Is it all right?
I thought it was good. I thought we were, like I said, I thought we were getting to know each other. I thought we were having a great time. We were talking about each other's families and all sorts of stuff. So the conversation was there.
All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. We are going to try to call Kayla for you. Can you hang on, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Right in the middle of a 7:15 second date update, JR and Kevin, Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK. Lana here as well, and we're trying to help out Jeremy. What are your first impressions, Lana?
I'm really lost because it sounds like it was a great date.
He sounds like a good guy, too.
Yeah, good guy. He was dressed well. He said the conversation went well. They went to Glory Days, a cool sports bar. Yeah, everything seems sound fine to me.
All right, we'll see if we can help him out right now. We're going to try to call Kayla because she has not gotten back to him.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Kayla?
Yes, and who are you?
Hi, okay. I know our number comes up blocked, so I'm sorry about that. We want to see if we could talk to you. This is JR from Tampa Bay's Morning Crew at 99.5 QYK.
Oh, Lord, a radio show. Okay.
That's us.
That's right.
Have you ever heard us do our 7:15 second date update?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, it's about that time right now. We wanted to see if we could talk to you on the air about a date you recently went on.
Date that I went on?
Well, I don't know if you remember Jeremy, and you guys went to Glory Days together?
Mr. Don't Respect Guidelines, yeah. I kind of remember him.
Doesn't respect guidelines?
No, he doesn't respect guidelines. He's super reckless.
How so?
All right. Yeah, Jeremy was cool. Looked good. Very clean guy. I liked him. However, in the restaurant, he didn't wear a mask. Actually, before he got in, because he walked in, I watched him, he didn't have a mask on. So that means you don't wear a mask at all. It's freaking COVID, all right? Corona is rampant. It's been spiking. Why don't you have a mask on? Then he sits next to me. Dude, respect guidelines. Respect my space. I feel trapped. Like, you don't have to sit next to me. And of course, yeah, we're eating. We don't wear a mask then, but he never wore a mask. Like, just respect the guidelines. So that was my problem with him. And actually, after that, I didn't really feel comfortable enough because I've been respecting the whole corona, stay at home orders. You know, we're back at work, stay 6 feet apart. And he sits next to me and doesn't wear a mask. So yeah, he kind of just kind of turned me off a little bit with that.
When you say he sat next to you, what do you mean? Like, you guys were, what, are you guys at a high top or are you guys at a booth?
In a booth. I'm like, okay, it's enough space. You don't have to sit next to me. Like, we're not together yet. Like, I don't even know you.
Yeah, that is strange.
I don't even know if I was together with someone if I would sit right next to him in a booth.
I've been married for 10 years. I've never done that with my wife.
Right. And I want to breathe your germs in. It's corona. Like, I don't want you to sit next to me. I just believe personal space, and you can sit across from me and wear a damn mask while you're at it.
Yes. So I'm taking it you wear a mask pretty much all the time.
Yes, I do. I respect guidelines.
Okay, I understand.
All right. I'm just curious. So if he's not wearing a mask, she's wearing a mask, they're both sitting at the table, you would have thought that they would have talked about this. I mean, it's kind of in your face.
Right. Did you ask him about it at all?
You know, I attempted to, but I just didn't want to be mean about it. So I just said to myself, you know what? I'm just going to X him off my list.
All right.
All right.
Well, he's going to be on your list for just a couple more minutes.
Yes.
Kayla, we actually have Jeremy on the phone with us. I want to bring him back in and just get his take on this. Can you hang on for me?
Yeah.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Is this accurate? Do you not wear a mask?
I mean, we're going out to dinner. I'm not going to wear a mask all over the place. Not everybody has to wear a mask at all times.
You're right.
I mean, we're getting too crazy over this whole corona COVID stuff.
Respect the guidelines, dude. You didn't wear it at all. You didn't even have it when you walked into the damn restaurant. Like, come on.
Did you sit next to her in a booth?
I sat next to her. We're on a date. This is the first time anybody's ever said, hey, don't sit next to me on a date. I thought you were trying to be close to people on a date, so...
Second, there's
TVs all over the place. It's a sports bar, you know. Maybe there's TVs that you could see from a better view. You know, like I said, I've never had a lady tell me, hey, I don't want to be trying to get close to you on a date. It don't even make sense.
Well, let me be the first.
Oh, all righty.
Well, you certainly are the first.
let me ask you this. Do you get where she's coming from, Jeremy? Like, the fact that she is obviously worried about it, which is completely valid. I mean, a lot of people are. A lot of people wear masks.
No. If she's that scared, just stay in the house.
Oh, she's that scared to stay in the house, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. If she's just that scared, stay in the house. If you're going to let all of this affect how you live life altogether, you can do what you got to do. But if you're that scared, then just stay home.
Whatever. Disrespect guidelines.
Kayla, let me ask you this. What if Jeremy were to wear a mask? Would you be willing to go on another date with him?
Absolutely not.
I think the laugh gave that one away.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Jeremy, I know this was not the answer you were looking for, but, I mean, this is just her thing, and that's okay. I mean, a lot of people were doing this, so you're not in the wrong. And, Jeremy, you're not the only one that's not wearing a mask, too, so I'll put that out there as well. But it doesn't look like a second date is going to happen. I'm sorry I couldn't give you better news, but now you know why she's not getting back to you.
No, that's fine. She could wear a mask for the next 5 years. That's okay.
Okay.
All right,
Kayla, thanks for coming on with us today. Jerry, thanks for coming on. Wish you both luck.
Thanks. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Can't be more excited to have these guys on the show today. The boys, Preston and Chris from Locash.
What's up, what's up? Hey.
How are you doing, gents?
Man, I'm fine, bro. I'm under the causeway right now, fishing.
Oh, are you really?
Skyway, under the Skyway.
Oh, very nice, man. How are they biting this morning?
Oh, man, my son just caught some big old snapper.
Very nice.
What are you fishing with?
What am I fishing with?
Yeah.
Pole?
Chum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pole, chum.
Did you hear recently that you can fish with Publix chicken and you can totally catch some really good fish with just Publix chicken instead of using like bait?
Grilled or fried?
I think the fried.
Okay, fried.
Yeah, of course.
Put a chicken wing on that hook, see what happens. Well, listen, we want to ask you about one big country song and kind of the inspiration about it. It's kind of cool because we need some positivity right now. So what made you guys gravitate towards this song?
The first time we ever heard the song, we knew that it was more like one big country sing-along because we were singing along. We were like, man, this is long before the pandemic and stuff like that. So we were like, let's just record this uplifting anthem and put it on radio and see if it works. And so we did. And then, you know, the pandemic hits and it fell right into a place where people wanted to hear a positive message and they just wanted to let go for a few minutes. So we're happy that we cut this song when we did.
Yeah, the timing is perfect on this song. Talking to Preston and Chris from Locash right now. So, Preston, I've been seeing on these Instagram lives, you got a pretty impressive man cave. I guess it was your garage you converted into a man cave?
Yeah, man. My man cave is in the garage because that's the last room I can go to get away from all the noise of the kids. But it's pretty fun. You know, we just shot a special for TLC on the CW. We did this TV show called Iconic TLC.
Okay.
And we had to shoot it like in our homes. We were the sound guys, the light guys, the artists, all everything. And so I set up mine in the garage and it was pretty fun to have the cars in it and stuff like that. And so, yeah, we've just been trying to stay busy.
So Preston, has Chris invited you out on his boat here out on the Gulf of Mexico at all during the pandemic?
No, all he ever does is...
What are you talking about? No. I called you yesterday and said, why don't you come the weekend and go on a boat?
Preston, he said the same thing to me. Dude, we got to get out there. I haven't heard from him since I moved to Florida.
You got a boat. You got a boat.
Hey, guy. Come on. Someone hang out with you.
I love it. You know what? We're hanging out this week.
All right. Well, listen, Preston, I got you, bro. You come see me anytime. We'll go on the boat.
Whose boat am I going on?
Well, we'll figure that out later, Lana.
I got plenty of room, girl. I got plenty of room. You're on.
I'm going on Chris's boat.
Chris does invite me down. But, you know, we just been hunkering low up here in Tennessee for a little bit longer. And, I think we'll get out there before too long.
Talking to Preston and Chris from Locash right now. Chris, let me ask you this. Did you participate in any of the homeschooling?
Oh, dude, that's all I did, man. I felt like I was at school again.
I was going to say, that's kind of scary to think about, you teaching school.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're going to learn about all the wrong things.
You're like, I don't remember this at all.
Hopefully he'll be successful. It's what not to do.
Exactly. Let me teach you the things that you don't do, and you're going to be a great kid.
As long as you never meet JR, you're going to be fine.
Hey, now, come on.
Let me ask you guys, how do you guys feel about all of the tours canceling and all these festivals and everything? I mean, how do you guys feel about that? What are your comments on that?
Man, I mean, it must be nice to make millions and cancel, you know, the whole tour. I'm not going to say, you know, there's the ARs that can do that. We can't do that. We have mouths to feed. We have band members to feed. We're trying to keep them alive, too, and looking out for them. I mean, if we had enough money, sure, we'd be able to pay them and take the year off. But it's kind of depressing, you know, but we'll be back at it this year. I mean, we're definitely going to do some shows. It might not be as many, but we're going to do some shows to get out there. I mean, we're itching to do it. But also, we're looking at it as a blessing, man, you know. We will be able to spend some time. Like, I'm fishing with my kid today, and it's like, you know, how often would I be able to do that? We're gone 250 days a year, so we got to look at it like that.
What do you think about, like, the drive-in shows that people are starting to do?
Man, I don't know how I feel about it yet. I kind of just want to buy a ticket and go to one and see what happens.
I'd say we should just tow the boat in there and hang out in the boat.
I know, right? So there was one that was happening up here in Tennessee, and I was like, well, I'm going to buy tickets to it. I'm going to go see what this is all about. And, you know, the next thing you know, well, you know, you buy the ticket for the car to go, and then it said bring your lawn chairs and bring your blankets and bring your, you know, this and that. And I was like, this turned into a regular old festival. I mean, this ain't a drive-up concert. This is a drive-in concert and get out and party.
Yeah, you know? I like that idea.
I like that idea a lot.
Yeah. And so I was like, you know, we're not far off, I think, from figuring it all out. That's what I love about, you know, society today is that, you know, we're not going to sit around too long. We're going to figure this out.
Yeah. You know, we love you so much, and I can't wait to see you guys. Miss you, dudes. One Big Country Song is a single. Support them. Two of the best guys in the biz. It is Lil Cash. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Right. We're going to fish next week. Let's go.
Let's do it. Feel good story right now. It's 99.5 QIK, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Check this out. This guy, Michael Luckinbill, he's 67, has played a short concert on a homemade bagpipe in his driveway every night for almost 100 nights straight. He comes out there and wants to spread a little positivity. He plays for about 15 or 20 minutes. He has an iPad in front of him with a list of songs. And people come by and listen to him play every night.
And they know, like, when they're eating dinner, they're like, they hear the bagpipes. They're like, oh, it must be 6 o'clock. Michael's playing again.
And he says, I plan to keep doing this until someone tells me to shut up.
I love that.
Hey, sir, can you go back inside? We're done with the bagpipes.
Who would say that?
No, but it's really cool that he's doing that for his community to just lift spirits. So we want to say way to go, Michael Luckinbill, 67 years old and doing his thing. That's your I Feel Good story right here. Here's a perfect song for him, too. Tim McGraw, Real Good Man on 99.5 QIK. We got some Kenny Chesney info, by the way, coming up for you at 8:10. You're going to like it.
Now, it's time for Melanie's Music Minute on 99.5 QIK.
All right. Big, big, big news yesterday.
What?
Kenny Chesney is coming to Tampa.
Oh, boy.
He rescheduled his show for May 1st, Raymond James Stadium, and he will be kicking off his Chillaxification tour right here in Tampa. And yes, Florida Georgia Line, Old Dominion, Michael Franti, and Spearhead will also be joining him on the Chillaxification Tour.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be awesome. You know, Kenny always loves to come to Tampa. Here's what he said last time he came into town.
When I went out into the parking lots, and I could tell, I told the guys when I got back from the parking lot, I could feel the energy and how, you could just see how much everybody wanted to be there and were so happy to be there. And I went to the band bus, and I said, get ready, because they are already.
You think we're ready now? I mean, ready then? Wait till we hit 2021.
Now, what to do about your tickets? Real quick, original tickets are automatically valid for the rescheduled show dates. Now, if you are unable to attend the rescheduled show on May 1st, you have 30 days from yesterday to request a refund at the point of purchase. All of this information up at 995QYK.com. All right? Father's Day will be here this weekend, so Old Dominion's Matt Ramsey has submitted his entry for the best dad joke. Should we hear it?
Here it is.
Why did ducks have feathers to cover their butt quacks?
I'm glad he thought it was funny.
Happy Father's Day.
Hey, everybody's trying, right?
Check out the dad on the show is cracking up over there.
I listened to that like four times. It makes me laugh every time.
Well, that's a dad joke.
It's great.
All right. In Florida Georgia Lines, Brian Kelly and Tyler Hubbard have very different personal lives since he's married without kids. While Taylor, of course, is a father of two and a third on the way. But Brian is actually enjoying time watching them and learning from Tyler.
I think it really comes very natural to him and Haley being parents, and they just taking it in stride. They're raising their kids amazing, and I think it's very inspiring. Me and Brittany are definitely looking forward to this at some point whenever the good Lord's ready for that. But it's a blast having the kids around. Can't wait to meet the new one.
Very cool. Very cool. I love that.
Yeah, they've got like five dogs, though, that they're taking care of right now. So I think a kid might be a little much. All right, and the there's nothing like a CMA Music Festival, but since that didn't happen this year, that was canceled. The CMA and ABC will present CMA Best of Fest, a three-hour concert with about 25 different performances from the previous years. Everybody, Eric Church, Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean, Luke Combs, they are all going to be on this special. That will air July 9th on ABC. All right, and finally, cue the Bellamy Brothers music.
Oh, I don't know if I have it. Is this right here?
Mm-hmm. But my dad made life feel very normal.
We lost that. Keep going. So moving on. Go ahead.
You can't just sing Redneck Girl?
No, I don't have it. All right, here's a Redneck Girl.
All right, coming up on Friday, June 26th, the Bellamy Brothers, the very first concert back at the Dallas Bowl. And we have got your tickets. We're giving them away all this week. So call us up right now. We'll take caller number 9 at 800-992-1099 for your chance to go see the Bellamy Brothers at the Dallas Bowl. There we go.
Yeah. Let's listen to it a little bit together.
Redneck girl likes to cruise in daddy's pickup truck.
Get your boots on, JR.
Any redneck girl plays her hard when she's down on her luck.
I love it. All right. We can do those tickets right now. Caller 9, 800-992-1099 to get you excited. Also, for that Kenny Chesney concert, here's a little beer in Mexico right now. It's 99.5 QYK.
We may be through. You'll never hear me complain. Cause I got friends in low places.
Tell me some good news about Garth Brooks.
Well, Garth Brooks announced that he's going to be doing a one-night-only drive-in concert event. So what this is, it's going to be at 300 drive-ins across the nation on June 27th.
All right.
And what it is, it's like a concert that he just, I guess he just filmed last week. So it's all fresh material. And so you're going to go to the drive-in and you're going to watch Garth on the big screen. How cool is this?
This is awesome. So where is the closest location drive-in they're doing it for us?
1 hour and 46 minutes from our radio station, the Tiger Drive-In in Ocala.
All right. Tiger Drive-In in Ocala, no relation to the Tiger King.
No relation, yeah.
He does not own it. All right, just want to make sure.
Now, and we keep hearing that we're going to have some other locations, maybe closer in the Tampa Bay area, but for now, this is the closest location.
I love it.
Yeah, so each ticket will admit one passenger car or SUV, so you pay the money for each car, so you can load it up with a bunch of people.
15-passenger van, who's getting one?
Exactly.
Bring in a U-Haul truck with all your friends in the back. I'm not sure that's legal, but yeah, anyway, that'd be a good time.
Yeah, you do like a little road trip up there with all your friends and go see a Garth concert. I mean, this is kind of like the best that we're going to get until probably next year.
Right.
Know? So, and we all love Garth, and this is fresh new material. It's just like seeing him on stage, but it's at the drive-in. I mean, when's the last time you've been to a drive-in? How fun is that?
It's been a while, so that'd be, I think, be cool. The date again?
It's going to be on June 27th, one night only, and it'll be at the same time across drive-ins across the country.
And tickets go on sale when?
They're on sale.
Right now. So Ticketmaster.com/Garth Brooks. Get your tickets. Get ready to go. And get your friends together and start picking your best friends that are going to fit in your car. And maybe even go to Enterprise Rent-A-Car and make sure you get a big, big van. Something like that. All right. Can't wait for that.
99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. A very, very cool video and something cool that happened on America's Got Talent. Now, do you watch the show?
I don't watch the show, but I know what it's about, and there's so many amazing people that come out of that show because of all the different talents that they have.
Absolutely. So there was a woman that was on there last night, and she was talking about how when she was pregnant, she was living out of her car. Here's what she had to say when they first asked her about her life.
Why AGT? Why did you come to AGT?
I need this to change my life. And as you can see, I'm a single mom, and I was living in my vehicle while pregnant.
Wait, homeless? Living in your car?
Before I gave birth to my son. This will change my life by putting us in a home.
Now, her little boy was now obviously born and was there, kind of sitting side stage, and he would kind of wander out to see his mom. Aww. Well, they asked her to sing, and she sang Phil Collins' In the Air Tonight at the beginning, but it was kind of like a souped-up version of it.
Okay.
And everybody was really wanting something great to happen to her, and so they do it, and it was just kind of off. You could see the judges, like, everybody was cheering her on because she was an amazing singer.
But it was just kind of the wrong song?
It was the wrong song. So Simon goes, I want to hear your second song. And then she sang The Stones, and this is what it sounded like. Gospel.
Wow.
It was all tied into one, and it was insane. Kevin, you watched this whole video this morning, right?
She was nuts. She was great. I mean, really good voice. Great story. Obviously, that really helps her, you know, going, man, she's had some hard times, but man, she has a talent on her.
Oh, my gosh.
And it gives you goosebumps just watching it. I mean,
absolutely.
It was really cool. I'm glad you sent that to me because I don't watch that show,
right.
But to see that, I was like, man, this started my day off pretty good this morning.
Her name's Christina Ray, and so now they go through and they talk about things. So everybody goes, wow, that was amazing. You blessed us with a great song. We had other people. There was other people. Who was it? Sofia Vergara who was the other judge.
Yep, Sofia Vergara.
She's on there. Obviously, Howie Mandel. They're all going there. And then Heidi Klum, it gets to her. He goes, you know, you wanted to make this home. Well, guess what? You're on your way to a home. Hits the golden buzzer, which sends her directly to the live show. So it bypasses her. She's on the ground. She's crying. Heidi goes in. And all this gold confetti is coming down. Her little boy runs out. He's got a big old smile on his face. It was a really, really cool story. So if you have a chance to check it out, Christina Ray on America's Got Talent. Congrats to her.
99.5 QIQ.
Oh, here we go. My favorite part of the day. Time for Trending in Tampa Bay. We go to veteran CMA award-winning radio host Kevin on 99.5 QIK. Kevin, what you got?
All right. Thank you so much, JR. Major League Baseball is still on hold with no return date set, even though the Tampa Bay Rays players have been working out at the Trop. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said last week, unequivocally, we are going to play Major League Baseball this year. Now, Manfred is saying that the players' refusal to continue negotiating have left him uncertain any games will be played this season.
I'm not confident, Mike. I think there's real risk, and as long as there's no dialogue, that real risk is going to continue.
I saw that interview yesterday, and I was like, oh, man, he's like, no, I'm not confident at all, because the negotiations have kind of come to a halt.
Yeah, they have, and the Players Association Union Chief said players are disgusted that after Rob Manfred unequivocally told players and fans that there would be 100% to be a 2020 season, he has decided to go back on his word and is now threatening to cancel the entire season.
That's
it's not going to end well.
It's going to be a mess.
It is. I don't think there's going to be a season, and that's sad.
I'm worried about next year, too.
There's a labor agreement next year, so it could be bad next year, too. Baseball's in trouble.
It already seems like so many people are social distancing themselves at Tropicana Field anyway. What's the...
Come on, Lana. Jeez, did you have to go there? Low blow. The Tico Line streetcars in Tampa, they're famous, we all know them, have reconfigured their setup to offer new staggered seating so riders can more effectively social distance. The streetcars connect downtown and Ybor City along a 2.7-mile-long track, and they've been running for nearly 20 years. The streetcar system will feature 11 stops, beginning at Centennial Park and ending at Whiting Station. Current hours, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 8:30 a.m. till 11 p.m. Governor Ron DeSantis announced last week that he is encouraging schools to open at full capacity this fall. The Sarasota County School District compiled a proposal which said they plan to keep students in classroom spaced out as much as possible. The proposal also suggests making hallways one-way and installing barriers to help with social distancing. In the classroom, the district is hoping to use e-textbooks, as they only want to use physical textbooks as a last resort. For assemblies or pep rallies, the proposal suggests moving them to Zoom to keep large groups from gathering.
Wow, nothing like a pep rally over Zoom.
I used to host pep rallies in high school, and there's no way I would have got away with the things I got away with on Zoom. There's no shot.
But that's what the Sarasota County School District is going to suggest in a proposal, and that proposal is going out today. And finally, Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians and his staff returned to the Buccaneers team facility yesterday for the first time since mid-March. Let's go. The facility has one-way hallways, and meeting rooms can only have so many occupants. The Bucs will hopefully start training camp on July the 21st. That is when the players will be back in the team facility for the first time. The team also teased Tom Brady in his Buccaneers uniform on their socials yesterday, asking, when should we release the first photos of Tom Brady in his Buccaneers uniform? Tom Brady responded on his social saying, tomorrow, meaning today.
Yes.
Let's go. I can't wait to see him in a Buccaneers uniform. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. Yes, sir. This one's in the books.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.